This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today we continue our study of the question, what does Jesus think of the church? In 2 preceding lessons, I have pointed out 4 things which help us to see what Jesus thinks of the church. Number 1, he planned for it. Number 2, he died for it. Number 3, he loves it. Number 4, he cleansed and sanctified it. And now today, continuing with the 5th point in our study, we note that he is the Savior of it. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23, we find these words, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body." Now, you know, I often hear preachers urge people to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. And with all the kindness I can muster and with all the love of my heart, I want to assure you that that language is not biblical language. While it is the case, of course, that each of us must personally, that is, we must individually, hear the gospel of Christ. We must personally or individually believe the gospel. We must personally or individually repent of our sins and confess his blessed name. And we must individually be baptized in obedience to him that we might be saved by his blood. I want to assure you that nowhere does the Bible talk about Jesus being anybody's personal Savior. It does say that he is the Savior of the body. And the body is identified in that very same book, that is the book of Ephesians, in chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, that the body is the church. Now, friends, I want to urge you to read in your own Bible, be as noble as the people of Thessalonica, that is of Berea, who were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they searched the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. I want you to read in your own Bible and see this, that Jesus is the Savior of the body, Ephesians 5, verse 23, and the church is the body, Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Now, while it is the case that Jesus offers to be the Savior of everybody and wants to be the Savior of everybody, he even died on the cross that he might be the Savior of everyone who would come to him. Yet, as a matter of fact, he is the Savior only of the body. That is, he's the Savior of the church. For the church is made up of people who have obeyed him. You remember the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." Friends, it is enough for me today just to be religious. It is enough that I'm preaching a religious message on this radio station. I must preach the truth to be faithful to God. And in order for me to be saved, I have to obey the will of God. Now, the Lord doesn't have just any kind of a will that a person may think of. I realize that in most of our cities, you can go to almost any corner and find a man preaching a different message, and he may say that it's the message of Christ, but that doesn't necessarily guarantee that it is. The very fact that I'm preaching a message and saying that it's the message of Christ is no guarantee for you that it is the message of Christ. What each one of us has to do is to check up and see for himself. You have to read your own Bible and see. Now, you check in your Bible and see if I'm telling you the truth, that the Bible itself teaches that Jesus is the Savior of the body. Ask your preacher to give you the passage which says, "Trust Jesus as your personal Savior," so that then and there on the spot, before and without any further acts of obedience other than simply believing in Christ as the Son of God, that you will be saved. I tell you, friends, it is not in the Bible. Now, dare you jeopardize your soul, dare you to simply leave your soul in that situation without at least checking up to see if what I'm telling you is the truth. What does Jesus think of the church? He is the Savior of it. And he isn't going to save those who refuse to obey him, who refuse to believe in him, who refuse to love him enough to do what he says. Now, it's one thing to say you love Jesus, but Jesus taught in John 14 and 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." That's the test of love. Are you willing to obey him? Are you willing to take him at his word?